Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I mentioned to start the show, Wayne Allen Root, by the way, we are all over the United States, over 50 markets, and one of the markets we're in is Connecticut, and I mentioned just moments ago I'd gotten an email from one of my fans in Connecticut, Christine, and I just want to say it at the top of the show again, this is WJJF and all our sister stations in Connecticut up and down the 95, and Lee Elsie's the morning host, great guy, he's my afternoon opening guest host on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Lee Elsie from New London, Connecticut, and a Connecticut State Trooper Sergeant has lost his life while patrolling back roads in Woodbury, Connecticut. Sent a distress call at 3:30 in the morning. His cruiser was trapped in fast-rushing water. Cruiser was found early morning as the waters were starting to recede, and he was found, his body was found about an hour later. He has not been identified because his parents have been notified yet, but this sergeant was the first in the line of duty to die in Connecticut in 25 years from the Connecticut State Troopers. So our hearts are out to Connecticut. I know how everybody feels. It kills me every time a cop is killed or dies. It kills me if a retired cop dies. It kills me when military die. It kills me when you leave the military dogs behind. My heart just goes out to heroes. And those dogs are heroes, and those cops are heroes, and those military vets and active duty military are heroes. And they risk their lives for us every day. And never discount how dogs risk their lives for us. Service dogs and military working dogs, they are just so great. And how could anyone leave them behind? I would have laid on the runway in front of the plane. I would have dared them to run me over. You know, like Tiananmen Square in China, where the guy stood in front of the tank. I would not let that plane have taken off until they put those dogs in the cargo area. Whose skin is it, Burr? Who cares if you bring the dogs? How can you leave animals on a runway, loving, wonderful animals on a runway, to die at the hands of the Taliban or of starvation or of thirst or of heat stroke? Can you imagine how hot it is right now in Afghanistan? Can you imagine the heat with no water and no food in an abandoned airport? And they're locked in cages or let to run free like wolves. And they don't know how to do that. They've never been free in their lives. You know, they've always got a handler and someone who gives them food and water. I don't know what to say. I know that it's pure evil. I know the people involved in things like leaving Americans behind and leaving our service dogs behind. I know that all of them should go to prison for the rest of their lives. Joe Biden should be put in prison for the rest of his life. They're all terrible criminals. By the way, even this story, can you imagine if Trump used a drone to kill bad guys in ISIS and instead killed a family of 10, including their little children? You know, Biden claimed he hit back with one lousy drone strike, but in reality what he did was he killed 10 members of an Afghani family, including 7 children. 7 children! 10 civilians, including a 2-year-old toddler. Malika, 2 years old. Wow. Amadi's cousin, Zamari Amadi, 38, had just pulled up at home from work with his 13-year-old son, Farzad, his youngest of 3, racing to greet him. Farzad, who had just learned to drive, wanted to park his father's car, a wish Zamari was happy to oblige as other family members gathered around. It was in that moment that an explosion tore through the vehicle, killing Zamari, Farzad, and 8 members of the family, reported by the New York Times and Washington Post. It's a sad, sad thing. And who knows, maybe them was our enemy, but did we have to kill their entire family and their children? If Trump did it, do you have any idea the reaction of Hollywood? They'd be screaming, Trump's a murderer. Trump is Hitler. I don't hear anyone in Hollywood saying a word about a family of 10 wiped out. Not a word. It's very scary. Nothing but lies coming from this administration. Nothing but lies. You know, when I tell you, I can all, you know, look, I hate to say this, but I've said it over the years. When I meet a person who hates dogs or lets a dog die, I know they're an evil person. I really do believe there's a connection. If you don't love dogs, you are just not a nice person. Because it's impossible not to love dogs. And so I'm right, because the same guy, the same evil piece of garbage that left the dogs behind and the people behind and the children behind and $86 billion worth of equipment behind, Joe Biden snaps at a Gold Star dad who forced him to look at a photo of his killed in action son, KIA son. On Sunday, Mark Schmitz, the father of 20-year-old Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, who died in last week's explosions, challenged Biden to take responsibility for his mismanaged exit strategy. During a meeting with Biden, Schmitz and his ex-wife pulled out a photo of Jared, demanding Biden look at it. Don't you ever forget that name. Don't you ever forget that face. Don't you ever forget the names of the other 12, Schmitz told the president. According to the Washington Post, Biden did not seem to like that. In response, Biden went on the defensive, saying, I do know their stories. This has been a common theme over the last several days. The families of slain servicemen and women in Afghanistan don't feel that Biden's sympathies are genuine. On Friday, Kathy McCullum, the mother of 20-year-old Riley McCullum, also killed in the Kabul attacks, called into a radio show. She said, all you Democrats who voted for Biden, you just killed my son. Never would have happened under Trump. 20 years and 6 months old, getting ready to come home from freaking Jordan to be home with his wife to watch the birth of his son. And that feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap just sent my son to die, she said. And then on Sunday, McCollum's family had a chance to meet the president. Every member of the family except Riley's wife walked out on Biden before he even had a chance to speak. According to Janiyah, the conversation that followed, this is Riley's wife, she stayed, was scripted and shallow. A Biden meeting with the pregnant widow of one of the dead Marines didn't go well. It struck the family as scripted and shallow, a conversation that lasted only a couple of minutes. Don't you understand? Democrats don't like the military. They don't care if you die. They couldn't care less if military men die or military women die. They don't like you. They don't respect you. So when you do die, do you think they're going to be nice to your family? Rather than take responsibility, Biden recounted the story of how his son, Beau, died of cancer. Riley's sister believed Biden's words were in total disregard to the loss of our Marine. She said, you can't F up as bad as he did and say you're sorry. This did not need to happen, and every life is on his hands. Invoking the story of Beau's death was a calculated move, rather than to face blame for what happened in Afghanistan. So he could pretend to identify with the families of fallen soldiers, but they're not buying this ruse any more than the general public is. This guy killed your kids. This piece of garbage, Biden. You will never get me to respect this piece of garbage. Here's another story. Creepy, creepy. Gold Star family had horrible experience with Biden at Dover Airport in 2016. So that's when he was VP. A Gold Star family recalled in 2019 their horrible experience with then-Vice President Joe Biden at Dover Air Force Base during the transfer of their son's remains in November of 16. During the dignified transfer, Biden was pessimistic about the war and told the family he didn't know why U.S. troops were in Afghanistan, where their son died fighting. Biden was perceived by the family as creepy after he told the late service member's wife she was too pretty to be a widow. How do we put up with this? He's a lecherous piece of garbage. Remember all the stories that he swims naked in front of female Secret Service officers and then gets out of the pool and shows off his body? That's Joe Biden. Low-class piece of garbage. Hands all over women and young girls. Charlotte LaQuasto, mother to slain 20-year-old Army Private Tyler Lubell, asked Biden what could be done to stop another family from going through what they had lived through. Well, unfortunately, they're a 14th century country. They don't want us there. They're never going to change, Biden said. The encounter left a grieving family cold. That statement was so impactful that, again, silence in the group. You just don't know how to respond, Loquesto said. He's second in line to the presidency. He could be our president one day, and he doesn't even know why we're there. Mike Lupelt, the fallen's father, commented, why would they send our kids, our military, over to a situation where there's no out, there's no end, there's nothing good that's going to come out of it, according to Joe Biden. Mr. Lupelt was particularly enraged with Biden over a comment the then-VP made to his daughter-in-law, Shelby Lupelt. He told my daughter-in-law she was too pretty for this to happen to her. It's probably a good thing he was surrounded by Secret Service, probably for both of us, because I'd probably be locked up in jail right now. Phew. It wasn't the right time, but heck, I make mistakes. But it was not comforting. It was creepy, Loquesto agreed. Oh, boy. This is Joe Biden, folks. And in 2016, he wasn't losing his mind. That was the real Joe Biden. Now he's just lost his mind. And speaking of losing their mind, I decided what my commentary is going to be tomorrow. And remember, it's Labor Day weekend, so as is always the story, we take off on the Friday and the Monday of a big holiday weekend like Memorial Day, Labor Day, July 4th. And so we are off tomorrow with the Best of Wayne. We are off on Monday with the Best of Wayne. We'll be back on Tuesday. But my column will be written tomorrow to be in newspapers around the country over the weekend. And so I'll read it to you when we get back on Tuesday. It'll be about ivermectin. Joe Rogan knows ivermectin works. I know ivermectin works. Doctors know ivermectin works. Hospitals know ivermectin works. But the CDC and Joe Biden cannot tell you that ivermectin works. And the question is why. Why do they want to kill us? Here's the one drug that might, in fact, fight beautifully against COVID. And they want to discourage you. They want to stop you. They don't want the prescriptions to be filled. They don't want doctors to even write the prescriptions. Are they trying to kill us on purpose? Why?
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Once again, our hearts go out to the Connecticut State Trooper who died in the floods. Our hearts go out to all the people of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Northeast, with all the flooding from Hurricane Ida. So far, 40-something, I think 43 and counting, have died in that mess, and we know those numbers go much higher, so in the end, it might wind up being, you know, a lot higher than 40. Maybe it'll be 80. I don't know. Whatever the number is going to be, our hearts go out to you and our prayers go out to you. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the founders of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results are that people lose fat fast while eating many, if not most, of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, since November. That's it. And I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat in just the first 90 days on the program, 88 days on the program, not even 3 months. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've kept it all off during this time. And I look fantastic and I feel great. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button when you go to energizedhealth.com. The red button says watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase and join right now. Mention War and get 40% off. Mention Wayne Allyn Root and get 40% off. That's 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or go to energizedhealth.com. So, well, by the way, I have this letter from Dave, who's in Pennsylvania. When I talk about the Northeast, I'm always saying New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, right? This is Pennsylvania. Dave says, Wayne, we got over 6 inches of rain here, trees blown over, lots of damage to a lot of homes. Many people had to be rescued because the vehicles they were driving turned into uncontrollable boats floating down rivers that used to be streets. It was one hell of a day, Dave. I wonder if he means today. Is today the day this all happened? I'm so out of it. Did Hurricane Ida hit yesterday or today or both? I'm thinking he means today. So, oh, yesterday's when it hit. Okay, so all this happened yesterday. So it's just another reminder. Look, Mother Nature is powerful as could be. And you've just got to respect Mother Nature and understand that you got to buy groceries, you got to buy flashlights, you got to buy candles. You got to be ready for things like this. You just don't know how bad it's going to get when a storm's on the way. Sure. What are the rainfall numbers?
All right, so I'm getting this from Janice Dean, who does Fox and Friends in the Morning, who's awesome, by the way. Yesterday, Central Park, 7.13 inches of rain. 7 inches of rain fall in Central Park. Newark shattered its record. Nearly 8.5 inches of rain, breaking the old record of 2.22 inches set in 59. It was just like... all these numbers just overwhelming. I just told you during the break, my friend in Brooklyn's like, we're not going out for a week or two. So,
well, better than New Orleans, where they're going to be without electricity for a month. All right, thank you, Chris. And by the way, little known fact, Janice Dean, the weather girl at Fox and Friends, is the one who lost her mother and father in a nursing home to Governor Cuomo's bad policies in New York. She calls him basically a murderer and says, you know, she's the one that's been on this case since the beginning when he was winning awards, winning Emmys, and getting $5 million book deals, and the world was telling him how great he was, and the world loved him, and now everybody's starting to understand. You know, the worm eventually does turn, and sometimes somebody they all love becomes hated. And that is the case. That's the case with Joe Biden. A lot of people didn't hate him. They thought he was kind of a sweet guy, even if they disagreed with his politics. You know, he's a gentleman. No, he's an evil, evil person. His wife's even more evil than him because she allowed him to run when she knew he had dementia. She knew he was not capable of being president of the United States. This whole thing, you know, you have to question the incredible bad judgment of the Democrat Party. They didn't just steal an election, which is disgusting, and therefore steal a country and steal a budget of trillions. But the judgment to steal the country for a guy who's brain dead. They didn't steal the country for a good candidate. They stole it for a guy who's brain dead. And the gal behind him never did anything in her life to deserve anything. She slept her way to the top. You know, she had a sexual affair with married Willie Brown. And that got her whole career, Kamala Harris. And she's been backed all the way by George Soros. So now if she becomes president, believe me, they're throwing Biden off the bridge. Throw Biden from the plane. They're getting rid of Biden's old, decrepit body any day now. They want him gone. The deep state doesn't want him. The Democrat Party doesn't want him. Pelosi doesn't want him. Democrats in Congress don't want him. Democrat governors don't want him. They're throwing him overboard. They're throwing him under the bus. Kamala becomes president, and that means that George Soros, a communist scumbag, is going to be in charge of the United States of America, his protege.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is slamming the Supreme Court's decision on the new abortion law in Texas. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court declined to block the measure from being implemented. Biden releasing a statement calling it an, quote, unprecedented assault on a woman's constitutional rights under Roe v. Wade, close quote. As far as how this aligns with the president's Catholic faith, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing.
Walmart is raising hourly pay by $1 for more than a half million workers before the holidays. The retailer's U.S. average hourly wage is now at $16.40. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Yeah, I would guess this is true. I've got an email from Jim, one of our fans. Jim says, from what I've read and heard, in order... discredit any effective therapeutic that's out there that could actually treat COVID. Otherwise, the drug companies would be liable for the any adverse effects from the vaccine. My understanding is this is an FDA requirement. Yeah, I've heard that you just can't have any other alternative, or you're not allowed to be granted an emergency use authorization, EUA. So hydroxychloroquine had to be badmouthed and destroyed, and ivermectin had to be badmouthed and destroyed. But they both work, and I'll talk about that in my commentary I released this weekend, how I have four family members who got sick with COVID, and two of them rather sick, really sick. We were worried about them both being hospitalized. Once you go in the hospital, they'll kill you. You're dead. They do nothing to help you. They will not give you ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or zinc or vitamin D or vitamin C, let alone intravenous C drip. The things that actually work against COVID, they will never give you in a hospital, and you won't be allowed to take them. You'll have to get up sick as a dog, can't breathe, weak as could be. You'll have to get up and walk out of the hospital and grab an Uber and race home, or they'll kill you. So I was scared to death that two people I love would wind up in the hospital, and I'd be fighting against doctors to convince them to use ivermectin, and they'd tell me no, and I'd wind up jailed by police because I'd be in a fight with the doctors. So I got them ivermectin and megadose of vitamins and intravenous C-drip, and they're all fine. They never needed to go near a hospital. It all worked out. It's crazy out there. It's almost like they're trying to kill us. It's almost like they're trying to kill us. If I was a conspiracy theorist, I'd say they're all trying to kill us. We've got John Castorini with us, military expert, Army Special Operations combat veteran, meaning he is a badass, and he's a candidate for Congress, Republican, in Virginia's 7th District. John Castorini, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. A mutual friend of ours said I should have you on and said you were a great hero and a great military guy. And I thought, well, let's do it. But I did not realize I wanted to talk about Afghanistan, your experiences in the military, special forces and all. But I didn't even realize at the time that you're a candidate for Congress in Virginia's 7th District. Who are you running against?
Yeah, so in the Republican primary, we've got two other candidates. One of them ran last cycle, really left a bad taste in folks' mouths when she did not help the Republican nominee, Nick Freitas. And she kind of burned a lot of bridges. And then another one who came out as America First, but forgot to delete her Twitter history of anti-Trump tweets. She also was Sidney McCain's press secretary for many years. So not really running against anybody right now. There's some rumors out there, some other folks jumping in for the primary. But here in the Commonwealth, we have a convention. It's always somewhat rigged. So we're battling that. Because even though you're registered to vote and you're a registered Republican, you have to get approval from your county GOP chair to even show up and vote in these convention processes. But it's currently held by Democrat Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, who's essentially just a rubber stamp for Nancy Pelosi and for AOC and the entire squad.
You're in a state, and we're talking to John Castorini, a candidate for Congress, Virginia's 7th District, and a former Army Special Operations combat veteran. You are in a state that reminds me of my state. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we used to be a very red, Wild West frontier state. And then we went to purple, and now we're really trending just Democrat. And you are in a state like that. Virginia's a state that used to be bright red, very Republican, and now it went to purple, and now it's really just pure Democrat. I mean, most of the elected officials are Democrats in Virginia and in Nevada. So you're fighting a tough battle there, just like we fight here in Nevada. And I want to know if you think Virginia is like Nevada from the standpoint that everyone I meet in Nevada is a Republican. Everyone. We are a very red Republican state, but we lose every election. Why? Because they're cheating like crazy. Voter fraud, ballot harvesting, no voter ID, 3 weeks to vote, anybody could vote, no signature matching. They're pulling every trick in the book to steal Nevada. Democrats are thieves, dirty players. I'll bet you the same thing's happening in Virginia. I'll bet you think Virginia is pretty much a red state, but we keep losing because they steal it.
Yeah, Wayne, I'll tell you, so for statewide elections in Virginia, it really boils down to Northern Virginia, right, which we call the Republic of Northern Virginia.
Yes, right. Government employees.
Yeah, and so you also have the city of Richmond and the Tidewater, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, along the coast there in the southeast. That's what it boils down to. I think that we actually have a really good shot this year with Glenn Youngkin running for governor. We have Winsome Sears for lieutenant governor, and then we have Jason Meares for attorney general. I think we have a really strong shot here. I'm 85% certain that we're going to take this thing back, at least statewide this November, at least at the gubernatorial, the LG level, and the AG level. And I think that will carry over into 2022 because, look, the Democrats are doing us all the favors, not doing themselves any favors. They keep shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, just look at Afghanistan. And, you know, just under 8 months, we've undone, Democrats have undone 40 years of foreign policy and national security in less than 8 months. It's astonishing.
It's astonishing. Did you see the stories? I don't know about you, John. I know you're a big family man. I know, you know, you and I have talked a few times already. Each time you're kind of on diaper duty. So I know you're a big family man and a proud father. But I'm a big dog guy in addition to a family man. I have four kids. I love my kids. I'd do anything for them. But I'd also do anything for my dogs. And it sure does appear, even though they're denying it at the Biden White House, that the DOD and Biden left the service dogs behind on the tarmac in Kabul. Do you know anything about that? Can you cast any light about that on that story?
Yeah, so I'm not going to name any organizations specifically. I'm going to let the DOJ hopefully handle this investigation. So there was a third-party non-U.S. contract company that had raised over $1.5 million. They told these U.S. contract companies that owned those dogs that they had secured State Department clearance to get those dogs out. That indeed was a lie. So after their personnel, the dog handlers had evacuated, the Department of State asked for a fee for those dogs. That company, that nonprofit, quote unquote nonprofit, refused to pay that fee, took all those donations and essentially abandoned those dogs. I really hope that we get to the bottom of this because there are donors, thousands of donors from across the country that tried to save these dogs. And these dogs aren't—they're not mutts. They're not rescue animals. These are highly trained Belgian Malinois. These dogs protected not only our embassy but our partners' embassies in Kabul. These dogs were released by the Kabul Small Animal Rescue. That was a smart play. But the Taliban's not stupid. They're looking at these, you know, no paws left behind hashtags on Twitter. They acknowledge that these dogs are worth money. So you can bet your bottom dollar that these guys are going to extort as much money as possible to secure the safe release of these dogs. They're going to take care of them. They're probably going to try to utilize them, even though they're trained in German and Slovakian. They're going to try their best, but they know they're valuable. However, with the information that I have, I can't, you know, in good faith blame the government for this. I blame this nonprofit.
Yeah, but I mean, the government could listen. If it was me as president of the United States, what do you think would happen? I would have said, forget everything, forget the money, forget the fees, get them on the gosh darn airplane now, right? But that's not what we do when you have Biden in charge and his corrupt people at the DOD and at the Pentagon. He's got all the wrong generals, Miley, and the defense secretary is a horrible human being. And they didn't care about the dogs. They didn't care one bit about them. So you're being way too nice, John. Blame the government. They left people behind. They left kids behind. They left Afghan translators behind. They left every good thing behind. They left $86 billion of equipment behind. So believe me when I tell you, they deserve the blame over the dogs. They could have done something to waive the requirements and put them on the airplane. They could have.
I agree with you. I just don't think Sleepy Joe Biden's going to answer the midnight call.
Yeah, right. No, he didn't even know. He doesn't even know about it now, I'm sure. He's half asleep. They don't tell him everything. They don't tell him anything. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know the criticism he's facing. He has no idea that the whole country hates him now. He doesn't have a clue.
It reminds me a lot of Benghazi and who's going to answer that call, right?
Right.
Nobody can answer that call.
That's amazing. It was amazing. You know,
yeah, and I've been in contact personally with Afghan families that are stuck in Mazar-i-Sharif in northern Afghanistan. They can't get through Uzbek border. The Uzbek border is protected by Russian private military. They can't get through there. One of them has a 20-year-old wife who's seven and a half months pregnant. She's breached. We can't get them out. They have, you know, a P1 visa to the UK, and she can't get out. We essentially abandoned these folks.
So what's going to happen, John? What's going to happen to these people? Seriously, what do they do now?
Well, in my personal and professional opinion, they're going to get slaughtered. And worse, you're going to have a lot of these folks, a lot of these adult males and a lot of these younger males commit suicide just in fear of being, you know, tortured, stoned to death by the Taliban.
Yeah, it's horrible. And so you can't tell me they're not going to kill the dogs. The only good news would be, the only ray of sunshine would be what you said a minute ago. Just if the dogs are worth a lot of money, maybe the Taliban will keep them alive. Maybe. Maybe. But they're running around. I saw the video. They're running around starving in an abandoned airport. There's no food. There's no water. There's no nothing. So I don't see the Taliban coming in with food and water and saving the day. I just don't see it. I'm a big dog lover. It kills me. It kills me. John Castorini, running for Congress, Virginia's 7th District. Is there a website where people can find more about you, John?
Yeah, so it's John, J-O-H-N, my last name is Castorani, C-A-S-T-O-R-A-N-I.com. JohnCastorani.com. And it's the same across.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know how I know I had a good show or a good week of shows? So many emails from all of you telling me what a great week of shows. Thank you, all of you. Thank you. I work very hard at this job, but it would shock you to find out that as much as I give to these 2 or 3 hours of radio that I do every afternoon, most days three, but on Tuesdays and Thursdays too, I give 100% effort. I'm exhausted. I'm mentally burned out and just exhausted when each show is over. I'm like a 5-year-old. I need baby food. Someone needs to feed me baby food for the rest of the night. And then I watch like 2 hours of TV and then get in 2 more hours of work, go to bed at 1 in the morning, get up at 6. Those are my days. I just give everything to this radio show. And then all day long, I'm, you know, talking to advertisers and writing their ads and playing with their ads and recording their ads and making sure they're happy. And so it's a tremendous job. And then I've got a second career with books. My new book comes out September 16th, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, available right now, by the way, at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I think it'll change this country. It really is a book. It has nothing to do with complaining. It has everything to do with solutions, one big giant solution. And then I've got my career as a professional sports gambling expert and my company, which is now publicly traded, called Vegas Winners, and the public parent company's Winners, of which I'm the largest shareholder in the country. And so I've got a lot going on my plate every single day, a lot on my plate. And you'd be shocked that I just, you know, I'm doing 1,000 things each day before I do a 3-hour show. So there's really no prep time. As hard as I work during the show and as hard as I work all day long on 50 business projects and businesses, I do zero prep time for this show. There is no other host in America that does a show raw off the top of his head with a few articles printed in front of him and just rants and reacts and riffs on these articles. Nobody does what I do. There is no other person. I'll bet you money that Ben Shapiro has like a staff of 12. I'll bet you that Sean Hannity has a staff of 20. And I'll bet they have hundreds of pages of notes in front of them, and they themselves sit there and practice the show for 2 hours before the show starts. I do none of that. I work the whole day till the moment the show's going to start, and then I just go with no idea what I'm going to say. And thank God you all believe it comes out good. Thank God. You can always reach me at WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website's RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. And you can find me at Getter, G-E-T-T-R. Either Getter.com or the Getter app. That's the new Twitter by Jason Miller, the great assistant to President Trump. Getter, and I'm at Wayne Root at Getter. And, of course, my War Raw Daily podcast is available on iHeartRadio and every other place you find podcasts. Great honor being with you. Great honor to live in the greatest country in the history of the world, the United States of America, ever blessed by God. That's what America's about, God. And I'm a Jew who will tell you it's about Jesus Christ. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not embarrassed to say that. Proud to say that. It's about God. It's about Christ. It's about Judeo-Christian values. It's about capitalism. It's about American exceptionalism. It's about the military. It's about the police. It's about small business. Those are the things that make America great. Not embarrassed to say it. And the flag and the national anthem. Love it. But they bring tears to my eyes. I don't kneel when they come on. But I'll tell you, I would kneel for the black national anthem, not because I have anything against black people. Quite the opposite. I grew up in an all-black town. Went to all-black middle school, all-black high school. Got along great. Love black people. But there can be no other national anthem but the American national anthem. I would kneel for the Jewish national anthem. I would kneel for the, you know, freaking Italian or Irish national anthem. Even though I love my Italian and Irish friends. It's America. Screw your national anthems. It's America. That's the only national anthem that matters. We don't need or want a black or a white national anthem. There's no room for a Jewish or a Christian national anthem. There's an American national anthem. And you don't kneel for it, because when you kneel for it, you disrespect all the people that came before you who fought to make this country great and to make this country free and to give you your freedoms. Of which you don't have any anymore, do you? So maybe we should be celebrating. Because there sure aren't a lot of freedoms. What did Mark Levin say the other day? We are less free now than before the American Revolution. We're becoming a socialist nation by the day. And we're going to have to do something real fast. Because I know what's happening. The vaccines are a nightmare. In Israel, everybody is sick. Everyone's hospitalized. Everyone's dying. It's a disaster. That's all going to happen to America soon. The vaccines don't work. A, they wear off. Ours will wear off in the next month. B, they weaken your immune system so the next variant that comes along can kill you or make you much sicker than you ever imagined. And also, they cause the variant. They cause the germ to modify. You don't do a vaccine in the middle of a pandemic. Stupid, stupid, stupid. So what's going to happen when everybody gets sick and everyone's dying a few months from now? Then that's going to give Joe Biden an excuse to lock down the nation. And then capitalism is dead. Ask the people of Australia and New Zealand. All the businesses being destroyed, slaughtered. We better act fast. We better be strong. It's time for massive civil disobedience. Tomorrow's Best of Wayne, Monday's Best of Wayne. I'm back on Tuesday. I'll tell you more then. God bless you. Happy holiday.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.